This is the daily update for Friday, July 21st, 2017. So the juice is loose. O.J. Simpson has been paroled. He is a psychopath, and he sits there in his parole hearing talking about Jesus and the fact that he's never had conflict in his life. But if you ask anybody else, of course, his whole life has involved conflict, including beating his former wife, who ended up dead, and then he was cleared of those charges, but not in the civil trial. He was found guilty. Of course, he was serving 10 years for armed robbery in Las Vegas. So, once a criminal, always a criminal. And the rules of parole are very strict. And he's got to stay on the straight and narrow, not break the law in any way. So, we shall see what happens with O.J. Simpson. So, Sean Spicer resigns as White House press secretary with bad blood. He's very angry. He left. He's disgruntled. Donald Trump offers the job to Anthony Scaramucci, who is a New York financier. He calls him the Italian kid. Ivanka Trump pushed for Scaramucci to get into the job against the wishes of all others in the West Wing. So that's kind of interesting. We'll see what happens there. Steve Bannon is going to be next on the chopping block as far as I'm concerned. Donald Trump wants all new faces. I know in my heart that Steve Bannon and his people are responsible for the leaks that are coming out of the White House simply because he's that kind of guy. He is not the kind of person that you really want around you. And then, you know, a lot of these people just don't play by the rules. They're not used to playing by the rules. And then here you are. There are rules in government. There are rules in the presidency. And then this is what's gotten Trump in trouble since day one. So I think he needs more fall in line with the respect of the office, right? So Donald Trump axes 860 Obama regulations. 179 of them were from a secret list. And this is what gets me. There should be no secret list of regulations from people. Obama kept those regulations from people because he was concerned about the 2012 election. So these are all regulations against businesses. It totaled up to billions and billions of dollars a year in federal spending and also in spending of these businesses for all these rules that we didn't need to begin with. So that's a good thing that's happening, is getting out of the way of business, let business work, right? So the food stamp use is the lowest in 7 years. 42 million people are on food stamp program concurrently. It is down from 47.6 million. The Obama administration allowed for those with higher income to participate in the program. There was a 70% increase under his administration. Now there's work requirements that they're putting in place, you know, proving that you're looking for a job at least, and people aren't doing it, so they're being dropped from the program because they're not looking for a job. So no oversight, and then that's the problem with welfare to begin with. We need to fix that whole system because we waste a lot of money. A lot of money is stolen. We waste a lot of money. There's a lot of corruption in the welfare system. So a jury has convicted a Michigan woman of murder, and the star witness was her husband's parrot. 49-year-old Glenna Durham was found guilty of shooting 46-year-old Martin Durham. She shot him 5 times and claimed it was a suicide. So yeah, you know, you're committing suicide with a gun. It's very interesting to shoot yourself 5 times, not just one. So, but the parrot that was present kept repeating, "Don't effing shoot me, don't effing shoot me," said in Martin Durham's voice. Really creepy and really interesting how the parrot was put on the stand. So you know what? The parrot was a stool pigeon. But it's very interesting how this person was found guilty. And then I think justice is served. Thank you to that parrot. And today is, of course, Lamington Day. And Lamington is little sponge cakes covered in chocolate and coconut. So it dates back 100 years to Lord Lamington, who was governor of Queensland. And then he had cakes that he liked with his tea, with high tea. And one of his servants had dropped the cake in chocolate. And then it was rolled in coconut. He rolled it in coconut because he wanted people to eat it and not get stuff all over their hands. So he invented the Lamington cake. So have some Lamington today. if you can find it. If not, look on the internet. You'll find a recipe. You can make it for yourself. And today is junk food day. So it's a day to pig out on all your favorite junk food. And you know what? One day a year, that's not so bad. Junk food, of course, it's named for a reason. It is bad for you. But today you can enjoy it to celebrate today. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Friday, July 21st, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Passe Christiane.